Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
What are you eating?
Kendall, you were asleep during the breakfast. I ordered me a pizza. I hope you didn't mind.
As long as you ordered four more, so I can have some.
Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball, it would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and fat hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
I'm ready, Kendall. Let's do this thing.
I'm ready.
Now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
I'm just getting some cake. I'll be right in.
Whoa.
Oh, Cliff, we're going to jumpstart our creativity today.
Oh, let's jumpstart it.
I forgot the jumper cables in the car.
Ooh, no, Kendall.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Fortunately, I didn't forget that in the car. I brought it right along with us.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Cliff. I'm so creative this morning.
Kendall, you are creative. You're a man in your early 30s, and you're creative, and nobody's going to take that away from you. Not as the host of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, which, as you may or may not be aware, is an internet talk show.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go get that cake.
That features two morbidly obese hosts that would make you vomit if you were to gaze upon them. We do discuss things like creativity and killing them with kindness. And a bit politeness, things like that. If those three things interest you, you've come to the right place.
If they don't, turn it off now.
If they don't, I thought you already turned it off. You already sent a letter to iTunes saying, please take this down. People keep downloading it.
Cease and desist. Yes. Cliff, I want to take you back. I want to take our listeners back with us. I want to take a magical journey back.
Jump back, Kendall. Bend the bones and break the back.
Focus. Roughly about 10 years ago, somewhere in that realm, when you and I enrolled in a little class called Creativity.
Oh.
It's the first class we had together. It's where you and I first met. Had it not been for Creativity, Cliff, you and I would have never met, and this show would not be killing all these people that have to listen to it every week. So I want to thank Creativity for this show in general.
We want to thank Creativity. We want to dedicate this episode to Dr. Terry L. Meathey, who, the author of the well-known book, Why Believe God Exists. And
Why Believe.
Kendall.
That's him. He taught our creativity class.
That's him. You can't believe we knew him, but we did. We went to a mosque with him. It did a lot of things. It was very creative, all around.
And then we went to McDonald's when everybody else was going to eat Ethiopian. Because we're like, oh, we can't find it. I don't eat that. We're going to just have McDonald's.
We just had McDonald's, Kendall. We just...
It was international food. It's in... They probably have McDonald's in Ethiopia. Same thing.
I'm sure they do. Kendall, there's those blessed golden arches
everywhere.
Today, everybody's loving it. Kendall, just like their creativity. Kendall, I do feel like I'm a creative person. I feel like my soul is an artist. And I feel like that comes through in our show. That we're creative artist types. And, you know, we're loose and freewheeling.
Oh, we are freewheeling with our calories. We're
free balling. Yeah.
Cliff, I think that my body is a canvas, and I am the creative son of a bitch that keeps eating all this food and just adding to my canvas. It's like layers and layers of paint.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Just build up into big clumps. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are a white clumps, like the professor. But it's beautiful.
One day people are going to look back, and they're going to be like, look at these people. They must have been so creative and so just... You know, look how huge they are. They surpassed any width of any human we've ever seen.
Definitely that will happen, Kendall. And as a creative person, I feel driven to share with our listeners ways that they can jumpstart their own creativity.
No, of course I have tips, Cliff. What do you think this show is all about?
Oh, how creative, Kendall, to give me a wrong answer and then to turn it around like that. Only a creative artist like you could do that. Only one whose medium is hosting, like us.
It is. Well, Cliff, I was being creative. Yeah. And one of my first tips for you is the same thing that we do on the show all the time. Don't listen to feedback.
Don't
let people's feedback influence you to make something, some art or some podcast or whatever your medium may be. Don't let them influence your work, because that's when you are making their work and not your own work.
Don't. No, Kendall, you're exactly right about everything. You know, and one way that I sometimes jumpstart my creativity, maybe our listeners want to do this too. These are suggestions, not commandments.
No, because you need to be your own creative person.
It's easy to become creative when you're just out exercising, taking a 20-minute stroll around the block.
Here we go again. Here we go again with the exercise tips.
Don't. Don't you always feel more creative when you're just out walking and you're out in nature, or you're one with the Tao, with nature? Don't you feel it, Kendall? Creativity.
Every time we do a show about anything, this tip comes up of exercising. I feel like you're trying to tell me something, but I just can't quite put it together.
I'm saying, Kendall, another thing you could do is, why don't you just put on some old disco music, or maybe some excellent Madonna tunes, and just dance around like nobody's watching. Kendall,
sure, why don't you? Whatever gets your creativity flowing.
Dance. Just shake what the Tao gave you, Kendall. And, you know, it's just a fantastic way to just make yourself feel more creative.
Dance like there's not 20 skinny people watching you and making fun of you. Another thing that you need to do is just let go of perfectionism.
Let go.
Because if you're trying to make it perfect, then you're...
Let go.
Another thing we've done on the show.
Tell people to let go of things.
Strive for mediocrity, Cliff, and you will succeed in your creativity.
Kendall, if you could boil down every tip we've ever given, it's either been to exercise or to let go of everything. To just let it go. That. It's not a joke. I'm not kidding.
Well, good. I don't want any kidding around on the show, Cliff. I want all facts. All the
this
time.
Is a hard-hitting creative chit-chat show.
Internet talk show. Yeah. It is. We're being very creative. Cliff, I got a joke for you.
I've got a joke for you, Kendall. Guess what was happening?
What was happening?
Wrong. This is what was happening, Kendall. It was a school room, and the teacher was up in front of the room, and she was going over a lesson, and she says, okay, class, when people take everything literally, we say they are what? And a hand shot up in the back of the room, and little Johnny,
he
said, well, when people take everything literally, they're kleptomaniacs.
No, little Johnny. What a clever little boy, Cliff. You know, while he's here, let's tell another joke about him. Cliff, this little boy, Johnny, you know him well.
Yeah.
He is sent to bed by his father.
Oh.
And 5 minutes later,
you
hear him say, Dad! And the dad says, what? And he said, I'm thirsty. Can you bring me a drink of water?
Uh-oh.
And the dad says, no, you've had your chance. Lights out.
Lights out.
Cliff, 5 minutes later, you hear him again, Dad!
Oh.
What? And he said, I'm thirsty. Could I have a drink of water?
Oh.
And he said, I told you no. If you ask again, I am going to spank you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, see, this is why Johnny is in such rough shape, Cliff. So then what happens 5 minutes later? Dad!
Oh, no.
And the dad says, screams, what?
Oh.
And he says, when you come in to spank me, will you bring me a drink of water?
Oh, no.
Cliff, it's so sad that little Johnny has to put up with spanking just to be able to have some water.
Just to be able to have some water, Kendall. Oh, no. Kendall, I feel like this is a telethon now.
We are taking callers right now to raise money for Little Johnny Awareness Week.
We are, but listeners who enjoy programming like this will also enjoy this joke. Settle in. It is lengthy, and it's...
Oh, that's what she said.
It's co-sponsored by the BBC. It got crowded in heaven one day, Kendall. So they decided, the big wigs in heaven, they decided to only accept people who had a really bad day the day that they died. And so Saint...
Oh, well, we're in luck.
Yeah, so Saint Peter, he was standing at the pearliest of gates, and he said to the first man in line, he said, well, now tell me about the day that you died. And the man said, oh, Lordy, it was awful. I was sure my wife was cheating on me, and so I came home early to catch her with the man she was cheating with, and I searched all over the apartment, and I couldn't find him anywhere. So I went out onto the balcony, and, well, now, what?
I'm just laughing at this joke that we told about 2 weeks ago.
It doesn't matter.
It's a funny joke, Cliff. It's a funny joke. It's old. It's a newie, but a goodie.
Are timeless. When they're timeless, tell me, does it matter if we retell it a joke on episode 281? Does it have to be like from episode 40 that we told it before?
No.
Or can it be from episode 278? If they're timeless, can't they?
Cliff, there was no judgment there. I was just laughing at it because I knew the punchline already.
Kendall, he's
continue, please.
Hanging over
there. Everybody want to know what happened.
Let me see if I can make it new for you, okay? He was hanging over the edge by his fingertips, and this guy who was looking for the, you know, man his wife was cheating on, like, I need to refresh your memory, you already know what's happening. And so I went inside, he says, and I got a hammer, and I started hitting his hands, and he fell, but he landed in... some rose bushes, thorny rose bushes, prickly all over. And so, on top of this, I went inside and I got, guess what I got? Not the refrigerator, but something even bigger. It was a huge safe, a really big safe. And I got this huge safe from inside. And I just pushed it over the balcony, and it crushed him on top of the rose bushes. And the strain of this act, dear St. Peter, gave me a heart attack. That and 40 years of eating butter.
My.
And I died right there. We interrupt this joke to remind you to pledge all that you can for little Johnny. And now we return to this joke. All right, so St. Peter, he was standing there, and he just couldn't deny that was a bad day, right?
It was a bad day again.
And since it was a crime of passion, which they're real lenient about in heaven, he just let the man in. And so he then asked the next man in line about the day he died, and he said, well, listen up, St. Pete, it was awful. And
listen up.
Yeah, and he said, I was out on my balcony. I was doing some... Richard Simmons, Project Hope workout DVDs. They're brand new. You're going to love them, everybody. Just tune in to facebook.com/Richard Simmons. Check out Project Hope and the new workout tapes that he's put together. They're fantastic. And I was doing these
tapes. This joke is different this time.
Yeah. And I was doing these tapes on the balcony. And
yes.
I slipped over the edge. And, oh... I managed to grab onto the balcony of the apartment below, but some maniac just came out and started pounding on my fingers with a hammer, and luckily I landed in some rose bushes, which are mine, and they are thornless. Other people think that they're thorny, but they're thornless rose bushes. Cause I grew them, and I know. And I was so glad that they broke my fall because they're big and pillowy. But then this guy just dropped an enormous, the biggest safe I've ever seen on me. All right, just dropped, squashed me. And so St. Peter, he just chuckled to himself, don't you know? And he just said, well, that's such a funny coincidence. We're going to let this guy into heaven, too, even though it's overcrowded and hot and everything. And so he decided...
heaven is getting overcrowded.
Yeah. So, you know, he thought, okay. And so the third man...
Part three.
came up and said, hey, St. Pete, let me tell you about the day that I died. And St. Peter said, okay, well, what happened? And he said, okay, picture this. I'm naked, hiding inside an enormous safe.
Oh my God. Cliff, I love that joke because it is the joke that keeps on giving. And this time around, it was 4 hours long, so it was even better. It was like it was like we were listening to Lord of the Rings on an audiobook.
The good thing about when you,
unabridged.
Yeah, when you hear a joke again so recently, it's even better if you can draw it out for about four times its original length. It's like, you know, it's the reboot. They thought, why reboot Spider-Man so soon? I understand why.
See, Cliff, that was just a test to show the listeners how you really could be creative and tell the same joke but with new twists and turns.
Exactly.
Well, Cliff, this little Johnny that we keep talking about today here on the telethon, he said, Daddy, are caterpillars good to eat? And the dad said, have I not told you to never to mention such things during meals?
Oh.
His father is an asshole, Cliff. And his mother said, why did you say that, Johnny? Why did you ask the question? And little Johnny said, well, it's because I saw one on Daddy's lettuce, but it's too late now. He's eating it.
Oh, my God.
He was trying to save his father from eating a caterpillar, and that bitch of a father...
What a bitch.
Just talked right back to him. Yep.
Oh, butterfly.
Call now.
Kisses. Yeah.
818-3084-FAT. Pledge to little Johnny.
Take a pledge, Kendall, and take... Guess what? This man...
What?
He came down with the flu, don't you know? And he was forced to stay home one day, and he was glad for the interlude because it taught him how much his wife really loved him. Because Kendall, she was so thrilled to have found him around and have him home all day that whenever a delivery man or the mailman or any, like the pool boy came by, she ran out and yelled, my husband's home! My husband's home!
Oh, yeah, she loved him so much.
Oh, she loved him so much. Love lift
well,
them
man
up
came
where
home.
They belong. Yeah.
This man came home. There were these three men in line for heaven at the pearly gates, and St. Peter said, "Whoever had the worst day." I'm just kidding.
Oh,
a man walked into a bar after a long day at work.
Oh,
and he began to drink his beer,
oh, no.
And he heard a voice say seductively,
ooh,
"You've got great hair."
Ooh.
And the man looked around but couldn't see where this voice was coming from, and then he went back to his beer,
ooh,
as anybody would. And then a minute later, he heard the same soft voice say, you are a handsome man.
Ooh.
And the man looked around, but he couldn't find or see where this voice was coming from. Cliff, he thought he was having a stroke.
Ooh.
So he goes back to his beer.
Yeah.
And again, this voice, what a stud you are.
Ooh.
And the man is just baffled. He turns to the bartender and said, what the hell is going on? And the bartender said, well, those nuts are complimentary.
Oh, Kendall, those nuts are complimentary, but the cigarette machine. Oh, not quite so much. The cigarette machine is not complimentary. Kendall, I love how you
Thanks
rebooted that joke that I told only weeks ago. I love it.
I'm sticking with the trend, Cliff. Sticking with the trend.
I love it, Kendall. It's, you know, recycle. Even jokes. They taught us.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Reduce, reuse. Recycle, and Kendall, that's not a joke this close to Earth Day, but I've got to take a break.
I do too. We'll be right back after this.
Oh.
Cliff and Kendall will be right back after they're fed and watered.
Nothing's more important than a little bit of fiber in the morning. Gotta get the bowels moving early, early, early in the morning. Fiber is the one thing you really must have. whether from a bar, a bowl, or from a salve. Fiber is the one thing make your life complete, like a suppository that you can eat. Fiber, 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 have some in the morning.
The studio's been hosed down and Cliff and Kendall are back.
All right, Cliff, we're back.
Oh, we're back. Kendall back and as creative as ever.
Well, we're more creative after the break.
Even more after a little rest. Doesn't a little rest always jumpstart the old creative juices flowing?
Well, you could have a little rest. That's something you could do.
Let me tell you, it's weird.
It's pretty. And it's also time for Kendall's weird news.
Oh my God! Thank God.
I know you've been waiting for this for a long time, Cliff.
I've been waiting.
All right, Cliff, a kindergarten teacher in Ohio, or not in Ohio, not in Ohio, excuse me, in Oslo, Norway, it's a little bit a distance away from Ohio.
Slight difference.
Has been fined after encouraging her students to taste her blood. 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 Another instructor, at this school told Rutgers that the teacher, whose name has not been released, brought in a sample of her own blood and then put it on a plate for the children to look at. And then one of the kids asked if they could touch the blood, and the teacher said yes. And when the children asked how to get it off their fingers, the teacher put it in her mouth and told the students to follow her example. Taste her blood. 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 Students told another employee about the incident which took place at that school, and according to this person, said the authorities are testing the blood to make sure there's no like diseases or anything or bloodborne pathogens in it. Isn't that crazy?
Vampire woman. The most grotesque thing that I've ever heard come out of weird news.
Oh, well, Cliff, the problems, they just keep getting worse and worse. The news just keeps getting weirder. Carolyn Guy, Cliff, Carolyn Guy awoke Saturday to find a little bit of a problem. A frozen chunk of brownish-yellow material had plummeted out of the sky. The sky is just falling, Cliff, around her house.
Uh-oh.
And it crashed straight through into her mobile home in the UK, leaving an 18-inch hole in her roof and another in the floor.
Oh.
And Guy, 52, believes that the icy lump is waste, potentially from a toilet from one of the many airplanes that frequently fly over her house.
Oh.
Located 40 miles away from the airport. And a spokesperson for the Civil Aviation Authority said the mystery object most likely did come from a plane. It happens when there's a leak and it starts building up on the side of the plane and cracks off. Cliff, she had piss flying into her living room.
Oh, Kendall.
She could have died. Wow. She could have been knocked on the head by this chunk of urine and killed.
Oh, Kendall, that is weird.
I know, it's weird, right? I want to remind all our listeners to enjoy the time they have on this earth. You never know when a big chunk of urine's going to fly out of the sky.
And just blow your head off.
Well, you know, you never know. A Long Island man was issued court summons for laughing too loudly in his own home, Cliff. CBS New York wrote in a report with the Associated Press. According to this article, a neighbor issued complaints against 42-year-old Robert Chiavelli of Rockville Center, New York, on February 12th and 13th. He had seizures and other neurological problems and claims as he laughs as a defense mechanism against the taunts of his neighbors. However, the judge declined to throw out the complaints, and he lives with his mother. He could face $500 in fines or 30 days in jail. Cliff, all he was doing was listening to our show. Should he really be fined and put into jail?
Oh, Kendall, so many people that are listening to our show are in jails of a sort. They're prisoners of war being tortured, but that is such a weird weird.
It is weird, Cliff.
Story.
I didn't know laughing was against the law, but I guess it is. So listeners, keep it down, okay? Keep it down.
It's against the law. Yeah, I can't.
And that's all the time, all the things I got for you in weird news.
Kendall, that was so weird.
I was getting creative with my weird news stories over here.
Oh, Kendall.
Okay, what's something else that you do? What's something you personally do to be creative? We haven't talked about ourselves.
One thing I do to be creative, Kendall, I reach deep down into my soul. I look down in there. I open up and I soul search. And I look down and I find that when I am my most creative, I use my talents that I was just born with. And of course, my number one talent is, of course, my perfect pitch. And so I
sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing songs you should know.
Did you get that, listeners? That's how to be creative.
That's how.
It's time for the game show that makes you want to sing out loud, Cliff. It's Song You Should Know. The game show that I suck at.
Oh, no. You are going to succeed. You're going to succeed like this episode is succeeding. And it will be referred to in textbooks one day as a master class in creativity. And we'll see. Showing them how it's done.
We shall see, Cliff. All right, I'll start us out. All right. How can I put it? You put me on. I even fell for the stupid love song.
Oh, the voice of a generation, Kendall. Kelly Clarkson. Since
voice of a generation.
You've been gone, yes.
Since you've been gone, Cliff. You are correct.
Since you've been gone, Kendall, let me see if you know this one. You know it yet?
I know that song, but this is not notes you should know. It's songs.
Oh, Kendall, those are the lyrics. I'm cutting them short. I'll speed it up. I was sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee. And he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. Do you know this, Kendall? Do you know?
I know the song. I don't know the name of it, though.
Kendall, you would love it. Come on down to Tom's Diner. That's the name of that.
Tom's Diner.
Famous, famous song. So named. Did you know this? This is more trivia that you should know. Kendall, Tom's Diner. Also the diner that they used as the front of the Seinfeld diner that they were always at.
Oh, really?
Really. The one in New York.
Oh, really? Well, I'll be damned.
I'll be damned.
See, I've heard that song a million times, but I had no idea what the name of it was. I don't think, what's the name of that song? I just listen to it, enjoy it, and then I move on. I'm so terrible.
Okay, Kendall. Okay. All right. We're just going to pretend that you're bad at this game because of your life philosophies, that you're just not going to be bothered with song titles.
I don't mean that.
Like that.
I just don't ever pay attention to them. Wake up, Maggie, I think I've got something to say to you.
Oh, Kendall,
late
Rod
September,
Stewart.
I really should be
Maggie May.
Back at school. Maggie May.
Maggie Moo, now that's a song I wish that you would sing to me.
We should have rewritten that song as Maggie Moo back when we were in college and went to that ice cream store named Maggie Moo and sung it to the woman serving our ice cream.
Oh, we definitely should have, Kendall.
Wake up, Amanda, I think I've got something to say to
say you. I want two scoops with a bunch of candy mixed in. Yeah. Kendall.
Cliff hit me with another song.
Watch out, Kendall. I'm going to call you up in the middle of the night. like a firefly without a light. You were there like a slow torch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I can't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. One more promise I couldn't keep.
I don't know the name of the song. I know the song.
Kendall, come back with me to the school bus circa about, what, 1994, maybe? 92? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
And we'll both be on a runaway train, never come back. One way on a runway track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere.
Oh, I don't think that was originally part of the lyrics. That was your creative take on it.
Yeah.
Okay, finally.
I'm a singer of songs.
Well, I'm the friend, the stranger, in the black sedan. Won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't? I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. It's vehicle, Cliff.
From vehicle. The Ides of March.
Yes.
From what?
The Ides of March. You've never heard that song?
No.
I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. And I got to know that I love you and I need you. And I got to have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Do-do-do-do-do. You don't know that song?
Well, I remember that last part of it.
Oh, you remember that do-do-do-do-do.
But, I mean, really, in all honesty, no. It's at times like these when I wish we had listeners that we could take a poll and we could say, have you ever heard these lyrics before in your life? And I'm sure if
oh my
we
God,
had
this
listeners, they would be like, no, I've never heard those lyrics before
in
my whole
this
life.
Was in the, this was in the Dick Clark American Bandstand show at Opryland for, like, the best songs in the of the decades.
That's oh, Kendall. What a dick. Dick Clark, we love him, we miss him every day, Kendall. That's all I'm singing to you.
Oh, that's all the time that we have for Songs You Should Know. Join us next time for more Songs You Should Know, where I will completely lose the entire round.
Oh, Kendall,
no. I'm so bad at that show, at that game show, Cliff. It's not that I don't like it, I'm just terrible at it.
No, Kendall, it's your attitude. You have a bad attitude towards it. You need to change your attitude. Kendall, you need an attitude of gratitude. First off, that is our only segment that has a cult following. And so we've got to nurture it and nurture the fans, Kendall, or else they're going to leave. And that would be so sad.
Oh, please don't leave.
Please.
Please
don't leave me.
Even though they said you really didn't talk that much about being creative.
We did, Kendall. Oh my God, I feel like we talked for hours about being creative, Kendall.
Oh, I feel like I was just scratching the surface about being creative.
Kendall, I want to tell you and the listeners, if you ever leave me, will you take me with you? If you're ever lonely, I want to be lonely too. Oh, oh. Kendall, it's a wonderful
show.
This show
is turning more into a perfect pitch-a-thon. we're gonna have to expand the show to 3 hours long to fit everything in, I think. So get ready, Kendall, listeners. The 3-hour version of Clipping on Coast to Coast is coming.
They would love it. Well, listeners
some,
love it.
I know some people that would. Cliff, if our listeners love it and want to have a 3-hour show and they want to donate to the Little Johnny Fund, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, where you'll find links to our Facebook, our Twitter page. They can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT. I know Mr. Snodbaum's asleep over there already.
He's asleep, but it's late.
So I'm not going to bother him. It is late. It's late in the show. How could he be awake at this point in the show?
Listen, the listeners are definitely not awake. And so why should he be? Kendall, when I exactly. think of creativity, I think this oftentimes. I think that every child is an artist. The problem is staying an artist when you grow up. And that was said by a fellow artist, Pablo Picasso.
Oh, Pablo. Speaking of Pablo Picasso, he also said the chief enemy of creativity is good sense, Cliff. That's why we don't have any.
Oh, help me, Pablo. Help me, Pablo. All right, Kendall, I want you to have no fear of perfection. You'll never reach it. And that was said by Salvador, or as he was better known to his friends, Hello Dolly.
Well, see, and he, you know, also said the same thing that I said earlier, one of my tips, to just quit trying to be perfect.
Yeah, you'll never be perfect, so why?
He said it
why
first.
Would you even
he
try?
He said it first. I know, I've given up being a model with six-pack abs. I'm not
going
to be
Jesus.
Perfect.
Oh,
but
God.
Creativity is knowing how to hide your sources, and that was Albert Einstein.
Oh, Albert, did you know that this, I really think that this is true, Kendall, originality is nothing but judicious imitation, and that was said by who?
Well,
who
it is.
Who would dare? Only Voltaire.
Voltaire, who would dare? Well, Cliff, that's true, even if you don't mean to be, you know, to copy somebody else subconsciously, you're influenced by those people.
You're always influenced by other people, Kendall.
Just like everybody's influenced by this show.
Everybody's influenced by Kendall. Every show that's come after it has bared the hallmark of Cliff and Kendall.
That's true.
It's true.
Take us home, Cliff, before we... I don't know. Just take us home.
You're out of creativity. It's a good thing the show's over.
I am. I lost track of what I was saying. I lost my creativity.
Take me home, creative road, to a place where I can be creative, Cliff and Kendall.
Creative people.
Creative co-hosts. Take me home, creative roads. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, you know we will. You know we will.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Cute.